My name's Bill, and this is Greg. Okay? All we're here for is to interview you and then get you out of here, okay? But what I need from you, I don't care how bad it makes anybody look. I just need the truth, you know?
Sure.
Don't try to protect anything. Okay? We're not here because somebody was drinking or not drinking. I'm not here because somebody was doing stuff or not doing. That's not why we're here.
That's fine.
So when I ask you a question, if it's a little embarrassing, please just do it. I'm not.
Can I get a tissue?
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to get one for a while. I don't want to move.
So I just want, I don't want.
Sure, to, no, deal.
Sometimes these things go really quickly, and
deal.
Some people are scared to tell us something.
No,
I understand
it's fine.
That. What's your first name?
Megan.
Megan. Is that
M? I'm sorry.
M-E-G-A-N?
Correct.
And what's your last name, Megan?
Hutchinson.
H-U what?
T-C-H-I-N-S-O-N.
And what's your date of birth?
7/25/86.
And where do you live?
About 4 blocks away from where we were all there in Williamson. 4264.
Williamson?
Place.
Is there an apartment number?
2.
And do you have a phone?
I did, and I think when somebody took my bag, and I don't have it anymore. It's okay. Not on me.
What kind of phone is it?
It's a Nokia, just a flip phone.
And what's the number attached to it?
324-9259.
9259?
Yeah.
Do you work anywhere?
Yeah, I work at the Post up in Clifton and at Honey in Northside.
What's Honey?
It's a top 10 restaurant in Cincinnati this year.
Oh, it's a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
That tells you how much I know about classy restaurants.
It's a good restaurant.
Okay. Today is April 18th, 2011. The time now is 8:50. And we're at CIS on the 5th floor of Greg Guerin and Bill Hilbert. Megan, we're going to talk about what happened tonight, okay? And that's
figure
all
out
we
want to
know is what happened, okay?
I want to know what the hell is going on, too.
Okay.
I don't know anything about
but
this.
But I probably have to start how your evening went
first.
So just start there. First of all, do you know the guy? How do you know the guy, David?
Who was shot and killed?
Yeah.
By whom, first of all, I'd like to know. I've known him for years. He's my lover.
Okay. How long have you known him?
10 years.
Okay. How did you guys meet?
We used to work at the same place together, and he moved uptown and just recently came back.
Okay. And when did he come back in town?
I think a few months ago, but I met up with him, about maybe 6 months ago.
Okay. Where does he live?
He's been staying at different friends' houses. He doesn't have a place.
Okay. Do you remember his latest? Where he's been living most recently?
On Kirby.
Okay.
With a friend of his.
What, do you know the name?
I know her first name. Wait, yeah, it's Laura. I don't forget her last name.
It's a friend named Laura on Kirby.
It's a close friend of his, yeah.
Would that be where we're... Do you have a vehicle?
He has a vehicle,
okay.
But it's, I mean, this is different. It's a van. It's like, that was Chase, right? We were on Chase.
Uh-huh.
It was on, so if you go to the marathon, take a right, it's a couple blocks down.
That where the van is or where?
Where the van is.
Okay. Is the
we
van?
We were going to my house. Though.
Okay. But was the van where she,
where she lives? Yes.
Okay. So I want to make sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just trying to find a relative of his.
I know, yeah, and I wish, yeah, I would go talk to her.
Well,
I mean, that's who he's been staying with most recently.
Okay. As of yesterday, when did you hook up with him yesterday?
We actually have been hanging out since Friday because I was sick yesterday. I called my boss and she told me to take the day off because I've been sick. So we've just been sitting around watching movies.
Where did you go yesterday?
Where did we go yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Not much. It was raining the whole time. We sat around the house and watched movies. You know?
This is Sunday now.
Right.
Sunday wasn't raining.
Okay, you're talking about... So today is 9 o'clock in the morning.
Monday.
You're talking about yesterday as in...
Sunday.
Okay. We played kickball. I had a great great time at the park.
Is that where you met up with him?
No, I've totally been hanging out for a couple days.
Okay, take a chill, okay? I don't know, asking you...
I don't know what you want to know. We hung out yesterday, we played kickball, you know. I went to a work party, and I left him there and met up with him again.
Okay, so you left him at kickball?
Yeah.
Okay. And where'd you play kickball at?
Hoffman Park. With a bunch of people.
And then you left?
Yeah, I left. I went to Batavia for a work party. Had a pig roast.
Yeah. Okay. When you came back, did you go back to Hoffman Park?
No, I went to met him at UDF.
UDF. How did you get back from Batavia?
Just a friend, really.
Okay.
I don't drive, so.
Okay.
I mean, I do. I just have a car.
So you met him at UDF. You remember what time?
Oh. Yeah, it was about. What time was it? It's about. Probably about 10:30 or 11. It was before midnight.
Okay, and was he with anybody?
Yeah, he was with this dude that I don't know at all.
You know his name or anything?
He calls himself Lost.
Lost?
Okay. I don't know him at all.
Where did you go from there?
Walked around the alley, because there's some really nice little alleys, and just walked around and talked, and went back to that guy's place.
That guy Lost?
Yeah.
You remember where that was?
We were going to stay there. No, it was on... Sorry, I'm going to have to back step. Sorry, hold on. Because we were coming back. We were going to my house back. Okay, so it was Chase right on... Is that Kirby or Virginia?
I know he lives on Virginia in an apartment.
Who?
The Lost guy.
It's on Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, we went back to his place.
Okay.
And he's a weirdo, man.
Alright, while you're there at his place, yeah. What went on?
I was just talking. They know, I guess they know a bunch of mutual friends. They don't know each other either, but they... know a bunch of people from the past together, and that was got brought up, and they're just talking about the past and stuff, and we were just hanging out, and the guy's crazy. We had to leave.
You say crazy, what happened?
He basically flipped out on a friend, and pulled a knife on him, this big knife on him, and I mean, it was fine, you know, it was
Lost pulled his...
He pulled, this weird sword-looking thing on him, and we took off, we left, you know?
Well, what precipitated him to do that?
I don't know, he was being really weird, He was just being really, he kept trying to tell David that he could stay there, that he could, because he's, you know, Laura's not going to let him park his van in the back of her yard forever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he's like, oh, just stay here. And, I don't know, there was some weird, jealousy about me, I guess, too, which... I don't know that dude. There is not, you know.
All right. Well, that's understandable.
It was just weird. It was really weird. He literally, pulled this big old knife on him and, cut himself somehow. I don't know how he was the one bleeding because he was the one holding the knife, too. I guess he must have grabbed, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
He must have grabbed the knife?
Something must have happened because Lost was bleeding.
Right.
His hand was bleeding.
Well, you just said he grabbed a knife, and that would indicate to me that...
No. He was the one that pulled it on David, though. He's the one that pulled it out. So I don't understand how he was bleeding, you know?
Okay.
Because he didn't pull a knife from anyone else. He didn't grab a knife from it. He had it in his hand. I don't know, but...
While you were there, did you and David go in the bathroom a couple times and discuss it, or was there something going on in the bathroom?
I was taking a shit in the bathroom. We filled the water bowl in the bathroom, but there was no bathroom.
Together? Filled the water bowl, you mean?
There's two dogs there. Shady, which I hope is okay, and somewhere around here.
Is that your dog?
It's his dog, pal.
Yeah, he's fine.
I gotta take care of
him. He's fine. No, it's me.
I mean, he took a shit in the bathroom. It's like the place is like this big.
Right.
I mean, no, if anything, I mean, like, talk to him, maybe.
Well, we're just trying to figure out what would make Lost call the police saying he was cut up.
Because he fucking attacked the guy. He fucking attacked the guy. There was some weird jealousy shit, and, like, he went crazy. The guy is crazy.
Who, Lost?
Yeah, he's really messed up.
Now, when you left there, where did you go?
You were going to walk back to my house.
Okay, so it's you, David, and the dog.
Yeah, we're just walking on back to my house.
You guys been drinking that night?
Yeah, we've been drinking a little bit, yeah. I just went to a pig roast, so, you know, friends from work, and I don't know what he was doing, but it was a beautiful day, yeah. We've been drinking a little bit, but we weren't, I mean, by any means, completely obliterated.
Right.
But then we had a few beers.
And I'm not the drug police. Were there any other kind of drugs that were used?
I ate a stem of a mushroom.
Okay.
But that was, like, literally, like, 8 hours ago.
Okay.
I mean, I think it had wore off by the time I got back.
Okay, what about David?
I don't know.
Did you give him a stem?
Yeah, I gave him one.
Okay.
I don't know if he ate it or not.
So, was it after you picked it up?
I don't know if he ate it or not.
Okay, well, no, that's fine.
I really don't, but
that'll come out in the tox report, so I'm not worried about that. But when do you remember giving it to him? When you picked him up?
When I got there.
Like 11:30 or 10:30 or something?
It wasn't past 11. It was 10:30 or 11.
Okay.
But I really don't know if he ate it or not.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right, that's cool. Let me ask you, what's the mushrooms do for you?
Oh, it just made that. I was out in the woods. It was nice for a minute.
It kind of gives you a
psychedelic thing. No, not at all. It's not even, I didn't even eat enough to do that.
Oh.
It just makes you, it's just nice. I don't know. Just nice. A little bit. It's been years since I ate none of them, so.
Okay.
You know, I figured I'd.
Any other drugs?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Alcohol.
So David had been drinking and he may or may not have had a shroom.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not.
So when you left, you walked towards your house. And you live on?
Oh, Williamson.
Williamson. How would you normally go to your house? Which way?
From there?
Uh-huh.
Just the way we were. Just down Chase to Williamson. It's a straight shot.
Okay. How did the encounter with the police, how'd that all start?
It was really strange. Like, we were literally, we stopped to roll a cigarette. Stopped to roll a cigarette. We're rolling a cigarette. And they come up. I remember saying, oh, cops are here, like, and they roll up, and there's, roll up like this, and just stop right there, and, like, shine a light, and we were both like, hello, you know, like, we're, and David, and he was like, it's smoke, it's just a cigarette, and they got out, and then that's where, like, all of a sudden, he's, like, getting shot, I'm serious.
Okay, what?
Nothing happened, I had no fucking clue what the hell was going on, it's totally fine.
What do you remember about leading up to the shooting?
Hit them. Okay, let's try and do this. Okay.
Right.
Not much. What are you doing? Walking home.
How many cops are there at first?
One car comes rolling up. They shine the light on us, just rolling a cigarette. But they looked at him and told us they're like, sit down or something. Why don't I remember this?
I don't know. Sometimes traumatic things take a while.
But I remember hearing it, hearing it pop up.
That's cool.
Literally, seconds later, there was no communication, no questions. No communication about anything. I mean, I've been wondering this whole time. Why
did you say one cop pulled up?
Police out here?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Why did one cop pulls up?
A car, yeah.
Okay. He gets out, and what do you do? You remember what he said to you?
what are you doing?
Okay.
I said, walking home.
Okay. Walking the dog. Where was David? Was he standing?
Right next to me, as close as he was standing. Or no, he wasn't. He was sitting down. He was sitting down because he was rolling a cigarette sitting down.
Okay.
He wasn't standing. I was standing up, and he was sitting down on the ground.
Okay. Now, where were you? And you were standing?
I was standing up.
Okay.
Because I remember being like, don't sit down to roll a cigarette. We can do this and walk. Like, let's go home.
Okay.
And Shady was there, too.
That's the dog.
Did you tell him you were going home or walking the dog?
I said I was going home.
You said something about walking the dog?
Well, we were walking the dog, too, but no, I think I said I was going home.
Okay. This is not really the scale or anything, but... Okay, there's a tree right here.
Yeah, I was about to say there was a tree right behind me, too.
I'm going to circle this tree. Where were you?
I was about to say, that's what I remember, is there was a tree right fucking behind me.
Where were you?
Right there, I guess. No.
On the curb or the grass? Just put your initial last name. Well, that's...
Oh, this is the street?
Yeah.
Then, right...
Okay.
Or... Right.
Well, the police car is this side of the tree.
Yeah, then it was over here.
Okay. Now, where is the police officer?
Well, he got out. He got out and walked around this way. He got out and walked around this way.
Okay.
I think. Because I remember because he was sitting, because David was standing, he was like sitting right there across from me.
And so he police went out, right here?
Yep.
And David right here?
More like equal.
Okay. Okay. And then... What happened next? So you both are sitting now, or?
No, I was standing the whole. I never was sitting.
You stood the whole time?
Yeah, I didn't sit down at all.
Okay.
I don't think I did. No, I didn't sit down at all. I was standing the whole time.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
And David was sitting the whole time?
I think he was sitting the whole time. Yeah.
And you said.
I think so. Maybe not. Now I'm getting worried, like that I'm gonna.
Well, that's fine. You just can only tell me what you remember.
I think that he was sitting down the whole time.
Okay. Now, did any more police show up?
Yeah! I mean, you were there, right?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there when this happened.
I mean, I got put in the back of a car immediately.
Okay, we'll get to that point. But I'm talking prior to the shooting.
Not many. I don't think so, no. Probably. I mean, it was very quick.
Okay. What was said to David during that time?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything had been said to either of us.
They didn't question about what you were going on or anything?
Just that. And I told him, and then it seemed like it just happened. I mean it. Like, I don't remember any questions, any communication about anything here.
So you don't remember anything?
I'm saying I don't think there was anything. There literally, like, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
You know?
Well, what led to the shooting?
That's what I want to know.
Okay. We're trying to get through this. What do you remember about?
I don't know why the hell it happened. I want to know that too.
Okay, we do too, but a lot of people...
You don't know? Who shot him?
We're getting there.
Okay? Who shot him?
Well, that's what we need your help with.
Who shot him? You don't know who shot him?
That's why we got you in here. We're asking, we're trying to see if you can help us out. We're getting your version. We're not going to give you what everybody else said.
Are you going to tell me, though, who shot him?
We'll,
or not?
At some point in time, we'll tell you the whole story. But we need your version.
Okay, I'm sorry if I don't...
No, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to.
Well, what a lot of people do is they'll say, I don't see nothing. I don't know what the hell happened. You know, then all of a sudden we'll hear a version out there.
I really.
They didn't tell us that.
I'm telling you right now, it was like so quick. I was like, why am I sitting in the back of a car? I was in the car when it happened. I think. Because I remember hearing it like boom, boom. Or no, was I? I don't know. Shit, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Everything. This has never happened to me before. Was I in the car?
I can't answer questions.
I was just looking at him lying on the ground for so long, and I remember repeating in my head over and over again, everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be fine. Like, I repeated that so many times that I don't even know. Now I feel like I wasn't in the car when he was shot, though. Because I thought he was tased. I didn't think he even got shot. I thought he was, like, tased or something.
So do you know where you were when he got shot or tased?
I think I was right next to him.
Okay.
Like, right there. I mean, I think it was just how we were just standing there.
Do you know why he was tased or shot?
No, that's what I'm wondering, is what, like, what, there was no instigation on either of our part. We were both like, well, we're getting stopped by the police, like, let's cooperate for whatever reason, whatever it is. Like, there was no instigation, there was no, like, nobody did anything, you know, like, nobody got rowdy, you know, we're just trying to go home and cooperate with whatever. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, he's like, lying like that. And I thought he was faking for so long. I was like, don't fake, because you're going to get in trouble if you fake, Dad. I kept remember thinking that he was going to get in trouble.
Now, when you were with David earlier that day, do you remember him having any kind of weapon or knife or anything?
Yeah, he had this fucking stupid, a friend of his gave him this stupid knife. And we were actually going to go take it back earlier that day when he got minutes for his phone, because he was like, this is a felony, I shouldn't even have this. Like, this is a felony. And it's not even sharp, it's actually probably more dangerous because it was so dull. I mean, it's a piece of shit Korean ripoff.
What's it look like?
Stiletto, like, switchblade. It's just, you know.
Stiletto switchblade?
Yeah.
What's the handle look like?
What's it look like?
What color is it?
It's black.
Have you ever used it? I mean,
yeah, I played with it.
How does it operate?
Like, you just push the button and it flips out.
Oh, did he have a case for it, or did he just have it?
No.
Where do you have it on him at the time?
I didn't see it since yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, he may not have even had it on him. I didn't see it since yesterday.
Okay. If we showed you a picture of the knife, you could identify it?
Yeah.
Okay. And we may.
What about the knife that guy pulled on him, though?
And I'm going to get to that. We got a little different version. Okay?
I'm sure you did.
Well, I know. But your version doesn't really match up with what he says and what some of the evidence. And here's the thing, Megan.
Yeah, what happened?
David's dead, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Nothing we can do to bring him back.
Sure.
But, and I don't want you leaving here without telling me the whole truth. If something happened at the other dude's house, at Lost House, that's a little different than what you told me, I'm fine with
something
it.
Something happened. He pulled.
Okay, he gave us a little different version.
Great. What is it?
He's saying that David pulled a knife on him.
No, that didn't happen at all.
Okay, well, if there's something there I'm missing, or maybe it's just a huge, big ass misunderstanding that happened there. But I just want to
pull a knife on him.
The way he explains it.
At all.
And he's the one that called the police.
That's bizarre.
That's why David was stopped. David was stopped because dude has a cut on his hand.
Yeah, he cut his hand.
Yeah, he got cut on the hand.
I'm sitting there watching.
He said, dude cut him. And he described bones.
Yeah, I believe you. I mean, Okay. Obviously. Like,
right, so that's why David was stopped.
There was an interaction.
Okay.
But it was not like that.
What led
to it? You keep saying he was acting weird. What happened at the apartment?
Just, he was talking about embarrassment, okay?
Right.
Chill out, and it was...
Okay.
We were going to sleep there. Because we're already there. He wanted to check out that guy's place because they might stay together.
Right.
He invited him over there to stay there. I was tagging along because I don't have to work until 11. And the guy's talking about how he hasn't been with a girl in like 7 months. I'm like, I'm feeling, you know, not that into it. I really didn't even like that guy from the minute I met him. Honestly, I felt like he was Looney Tunes. He was crazy.
Right.
And he got really weird about it. He got really shitty to both of us. And it's his house. We're both trying to say, we'll take 5 minutes and like not even talk. Like, cause he kept saying like, we're fine, we're friends, we're cool, it's okay, it's okay. Cause he kept trying to get on me. you know? And I'm like, no, and Bones is just like, no. And it was just, it was weird. And I wanted to fucking leave. I wanted to leave. And we're all trying to sit down there for like, literally, Bones is like, one that brought up, he's like, 5 minutes, let's just chill out. Cause the dogs, we're playing with the dogs, and like, I just wanted to go to sleep, basically. And he attacked him. He fucking just, with this fucking crazy ass knife, man. It was like this machete. And Bones got it out of his hand, and that's probably it. That's how I got cut, cause Bones got it out, he pulled it out of his hand. That's how I got cut, so he handed it to me, so like, he's like, take this shit away from him, like, cause he like came up and fucking tried to fucking cut him, you know? He gave it to me, I take the knife, and I like put it behind the TV, you know, whatever, I'm like, yeesh, let's go, and the dogs are gone, so we had to go like through the basement in the dark to like find the dogs, finally leave, and we just leave, we just left.
Lead to the basement or through the...
No, he's got a door, there's like a door right outside. We came in through the front door, but there's a door right by his house right there. I can't believe he fucking called the cops, and then he like attacks the guy. He attacks my friend, you know, just out of nowhere, because he couldn't have fucking sex with me.
So that's what this is over.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Now, there's a couple things that the guy said that you guys went in the bathroom a couple times together.
No, he's like...
I mean, if you, I'm just telling you, I'm laying it out there for you.
No, he's sitting there taking the shit, and I may have talked to him like.
Dave was.
You know, yeah.
Like, that's why you went in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know.
I filled up the water bowl too, in the sink in there.
For the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what you meant. All right, so something happened at the house, but when the police stopped, didn't you think it might be having something to do with that, or?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I mean, I didn't think that guy would call the cops because he attacked us, right, or him, you know.
But when the police show up, you're very vague on, I mean, and if you don't remember, I don't want to make you remember, or I want to put words in your mouth, but I want to make sure that we're, do anything that you remember about
to me
that? Yeah, or anybody.
I'm telling you right now, it was so quick that like I was like, why am I sitting in the back of a cop car right now? Literally no one asked me any questions about anything. No one said, do you know why you're being stopped? I didn't ask, you know, because I was just like, I wanted to keep my mouth shut and go home, you know. I thought that maybe we were like, maybe he had a 40 or something. Maybe that's what it was. I think maybe, did you find one?
Colt 45.
Yeah. I was like, maybe, you know, it's about the 40. Like, I was just like, I want to go home, go to sleep, you know, cooperate. I had no idea it was about that at all.
Okay.
I wouldn't have even thought. I'm so surprised that this is what that's about. It pissed me the fuck off.
Well,
it really makes me mad.
I understand.
But why did you get shot? I'm confused.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. We have reasons that people have given us, and.
Well, who shot? I'm so confused.
Well,
keep asking me whatever you need to ask me.
Well, I just want to make sure that I want to get your account of what was going on here and what.
Okay. All right, let's try to reenact this again. Does that sound accurate so far? I mean, I'm trying to remember.
Well, what I don't know. I wasn't happened. There.
He's sitting on the ground, rolling a cigarette. Cop stop. I look over my shoulder. I don't know how you knew about that tree. That's the only thing that I like in terms of distance. I remember that tree too. I look over my shoulder, and then I shine a light. I go like this. He goes like this. They get out. And that, from there, it's just like, it just seems like, boom. Over. Game over. Like, I wasn't asked any questions. I wasn't asked my name. I asked what I was doing. I told him I was walking home.
Did you see any police officer with their weapon out or anything?
No.
While they're talking to you?
No. I didn't. I only saw one cop. And then, like, because I was just, I only saw one at first.
Was it a white cop or a black cop?
Yeah, he was this young, like, inbred looking motherfucker. Like, young guy.
Okay. And did you see him with his gun?
I asked him. No, I mean,
they have guns on him.
I don't, like, I guess I must have blanked out or something, because I don't remember after, I really don't. I remember getting put in, saying, turn around, And that's when I'm like, oh God, I really wish I could not cooperate right now because what's going on, you know? Like, I didn't do anything at all. I remember thinking just like, should I not cooperate here because this is bullshit? And I got put in the car. I mean, and that happened before. He did, I heard it. It sounded so far away though, I thought it was a taser or something.
But as far as you know, you don't know who shot or who was at the time.
I don't know where it came. I think it came from over there.
Okay.
It wasn't the guy in front of me.
Over there.
It wasn't that cop. Over here somewhere. It came from over here somewhere. It came from over here. I don't know.
On the west side of the street. Not on the tree side. Nope. On the back of the police car side.
No. Yeah. It wasn't the guy in front of me at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Because I was like.
Actually, that's where were you? Were you standing or
I was
sitting?
Still, I think I was.
Or how were you, what were you doing?
I think I was standing.
Standing, which way were you looking?
Towards the cop.
Okay, and where's David?
And David's right there.
Where's David?
Right there.
Right in front of you?
Yeah, just right there, sitting right there.
Okay, so you can see him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then
yeah,
what?
I thought, yeah, and then I heard it. I didn't see any blood either. It was really weird. I thought he got just like tased or something. Cause like he just kind of, you know?
You saw him do that?
Yeah, I think so. I remember him sitting there, and then I remember him like this.
Okay, you don't remember how he got like that?
No. I heard that shit, though. I heard it.
Right.
It was like
three
times.
I'm trying to figure out what you saw, what you were looking at when you heard it.
I don't, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I must have seen him, though. Like that.
Was he facing you, or was he facing away from you?
He was facing that way, I think. Or like, you know, angled.
So you're kind of behind him looking at his back?
No. We're sitting directly across, I'm standing, but we're directly across from each other. He's angled maybe that way a little bit.
So which way are you looking in here?
That towards the houses.
Towards the house.
Okay. And he's
kind
of looking back at you?
I was towards the houses, and he was the opposite. He was like looking this way.
His legs were more towards you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no. But then when he was lying there, though, he was lying with his legs towards the houses, so how does that happen?
Well, that's where CSI comes in.
Weird. What happened?
Were you drinking a lot? I mean,
I had a few beers. Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking.
Okay.
Is that why I don't remember constantly?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. And it's not a sin to drink
if
you remember, but if that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying, because now I remember when he was laying down, his feet were towards the houses. But when he was sitting down rolling that cigarette, because he sat down, I'm like, I don't know why he didn't see the car before I did. Because I'm the one that looked back and was like, cops, 40. But he was sitting, angled like that.
Okay.
We were walking this way, you know, and he's sitting the opposite, sitting angled this way instead of that way. I was trying to get up. Why'd you write my name?
Because that's who I showed it to. I just want to make sure when I go back and look at my notes that I know who I showed it.
Now I want to know that too. How did he get from, because I remember hearing shots, and I remember seeing him lying on the ground, but...
Well, I remember being
in the car when he was lying on the ground.
If you talk to me in a day or two, I can give you a lot more information.
Can you please?
I'll give you that. Just if you do me a favor, if you think of anything, call me.
Why is it so like that? Because you're trying to figure out that guy's.
No, we're just trying to figure out what happened, and that's
you
what
don't
we
know. I want.
Well, no, that's what part of this process is. It's a process. Is we
really?
You know, you start out at 3 a.m. and then. You know, maybe by tomorrow.
I just thought
we'll
you knew what happened.
We're getting there.
Isn't there video? Is cop cars?
Well, we do a lot of things, and we don't tell people what we're. The people we talk to, we don't tell them what we know and what we've done.
We
try to get as much impartial information as possible,
sure.
Collect it all,
yeah.
And see how much is consistent and what's not consistent.
Sure.
That's what we do.
I'm really confused about. Who shot him, and if there was a reason, because it was boom.
Let me ask you one more question. You were just walking on the street. Did you ever go up onto the property or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you
No, on the he side. Just sat down to roll smoke.
Okay. David never went up on properties at all?
No, no. He just sat right down.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
I don't know. I feel like I wanted to, I mean, if you're trying to figure something out, I wanted to tell you what.
Well, and like I said, I'll give
What are you trying to figure out, though?
How David was killed.
Really? Okay. You don't, I don't well, get it.
We're getting there.
I want to know, too.
That's what, you're part of the process.
Okay.
Okay. Time now is 8:23, I'm sorry, 9:23. We'll conclude the interview.